Welcome back to the AC Method podcast. It might be a little bit different today. Unfortunately, Aaron couldn't make it. We are moving to a new warehouse. So me, Monsi, and Nick Trejo here are going to be taking over the podcast today. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it. So we're going to go ahead and do it. We are his production team. You've probably seen me on his podcast episodes before already. So this won't be new news to you guys. So Nick, let's take it away.
Sure. Hello, everyone. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, a little bit of a different scene here. We're usually behind the scenes, especially myself, so this is fresh and new to me, but excited to be here. Excited that we're able to step in and help Aaron out as he goes on to his next venture, and he's going to go ahead and have a new podcast studio that he's building out, a brand new fresh start on a building that he's in, which is super exciting. He's been working on acquiring a building for a couple years now and actually falling out on some deals and then finally nailing something, so he's moving into this new place now. Super excited. It's going to have its revisions that he's got to do. I know he was asking you specifically a lot of questions on, is this the right table color I need to get? What should I do on the walls? We can wrap this. And
there's
not
so
sure where
much
that's going
to
go.
Yeah. It's like, I think about it like in what we do right now, like we do production side of things. Production on a new warehouse, literally from the ground up, it takes a lot of time. And I know this has been a project of his that it's, you know, getting pushed back just like on the interior alone and just like what's going to go inside the actual studio itself also. Yeah, he got feedback from us and all that. We did a lot of research on other podcast studios that we see and that we love online. So definitely excited to get that going. So maybe next week we'll get a podcast recording from the new office.
He will be cranking away if he's able to get that podcast
room. I'm excited to see the content blow up for Aaron.
Yeah, and I guess kind of segueing into what this next chapter looks for the AC Method and for Aaron and the team there is, you know, really ramping up on the content and the ability to get creative on not only in the content space and what he's pushing out there and the value that he's adding out there, but also some of the different spaces in his new office space to be able to host events and to get content from that. And to maybe look at doing some other mentorship ideas and programs and stuff. Just allowing the bandwidth that where he's pushing to the next limit now to really build on his personal brand, mm-hmm. Aaron Clippinger more. AC Method obviously is a side channel, you know, with the podcast, which we've, you know, it's been over a year now.
Yeah.
That you've been working on it, but it's cool to see where he has taken this reiteration on stepping to the next level. And that's just going to open, I think, a lot of opportunities for him moving forward.
Oh, I'm excited to see that happen. And you're right on the whole, like creating training, you know, whatever in person, whatever it may be, he's going to increase his network mm-hmm. and increase the wealth that he brings to people. Like
yeah.
Aaron is such a giving person. He has all this value. I mean, look at the podcast the last year. He's just been providing value for free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, just providing all this value, not asking for anything or whatever it may be. And now that he has this, you know, warehouse coming up, he's actually able to give into that passion more about giving to other people and providing that value. And I'm excited to see it happen.
And speaking on it, one thing that you mentioned was the network.
Yes.
Which I think is going to grow a lot this year, and I think that was one of the topics we kind of wanted to talk about on this episode is your network is your net worth.
Correct.
And that couldn't be truer. And I know you know that firsthand. I know that firsthand. But the power of being able to, one, share your message and get it out there to a new, fresh audience and to your existing, you just don't know what kind of connections you're going to make through that. It may not be directly to the person that is listening or ingesting what your content is or what you're sharing with them, but it might play telephone and go to the next person down. What's that whole, I forget what it is, how many people are we apart, separation apart? Was it six people?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, but that's how it works. It just playing telephone and it might come back to you in that way, and it might not happen as far as building your network and getting opportunities that come in. It might, you know, not happen overnight, but as far as getting your message out there and building your network, it might You're planting the seeds for the future.
And that's exactly what I always say. I always say I plant the seeds.
Yeah.
And not intentionally either. I'm very big on relationships and like really nurturing the relationships. I always go without the transactional approach always when I go into any kind of mastermind or any kind of meeting, whatever it may be. I always go into it of like, how can I build this relationship and not necessarily get anything out of it? But at the same time, just plant the seed later on. That's happened to me many times with just clients alone where I've known them for years or I've known them for months and then plant the seed there, you know, whatever it is, build the relationship, like actually genuinely care about building that relationship. And then 6 months, 1 year later, we're doing business together.
Mm-hmm.
Like I absolutely love doing that.
Right. And, you know, another topic on that as well is really just the, not only does the relationship building play a part of it and obviously nurturing those relationships with a new network in a network you're trying to grow, but it also getting yourself into the right room by getting your content and your voice out there can just, you know, really excel and put you in front of some people that you just didn't expect. And you might not be in the same industry either. And I know, you know, with, you know, the AC method with Aaron, you know, I mean, Aaron, he's more than just the podcast, you know, you know, he's a very, charismatic and energetic guy where he's going and he loves a dirt bike. The guy shreds.
He has no end. Like he doesn't stop. And,
yeah. but he does other things. My point is he also does real estate. He invests in real estate. You know, he has obviously Square Coil and he has Integrated Signs. He has his podcast. He has his family. He's a big family guy.
Yeah, he gives in so much mm-hmm. for family. Like I said, this guy does not stop. Like every single minute of the day, there's something planned.
Yeah.
Even when he's sleeping, I feel like he has a little calendar of just like, I'm about to wake up in 5 minutes and I'm going to go straight to my cold plunge and then my sauna, or I think it's reversed that he does it. I don't know, but he always has something going on. And when he doesn't have something going on, I feel like he's just like, what's the next project?
but yeah, exactly. And so there's so much to one person. So how can like the audience take away something that Aaron does and what we see for Aaron and what he knows, and it's getting that message more out there and obviously him making this move, hence why we're doing this podcast for him today, is that essentially getting him to build his network large enough where he can maybe attract audiences that maybe aren't solely focused, you know, because he's the sign business master, you know, commercial signage. That's his bread and butter, what he does. But he's also into real estate.
Yeah.
He's also, you know, into, you know, shooting. He's also into riding dirt bike. So it's the point is that you build your audience in different angles where maybe they're not just interested in what you're doing from, you know, Integrated Signs or the signage business, but maybe they are interested in what real estate has to offer. Maybe they're interested in partnering and doing some kind of mentorship kind of program or some seminar stuff, especially since he has this new, you know, space that he's opening up. The ability to network and the opportunities that can come with that through the content you put out there, through the relationships that you build, really kind of just open that window more and focusing on different areas too that you might find people that find more interest in, you know?
Yeah. And no, I completely agree. I mean, on this, I want to say the last year, you know, I wasn't at the house very much, you know, like, and working in the actual office business and all that, I was traveling quite a bit, just myself building my own network of of just of people, of connections, of opportunities.
It was a lot of energy and effort.
A lot of energy and effort.
A lot of money too.
A lot of money. I invested well over six figures in myself last year. Yeah. But I do not, you know, I do not regret that one bit because it came back to me. There's definitely a great return on investment on that one for sure. Like the biggest thing you can do is invest in yourself.
Yeah.
And but like to my point is that I went to a lot of rooms where I didn't necessarily felt right to be in. You know, I didn't necessarily be like I wasn't always in the right rooms, but I still built connections there. And I still became friends with other people that maybe down the line they'll reach out to me. I know it's happened to me already before in the past where just on social media alone, they'll reach out and be like, hey, remember me, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, built that connection and there was an opportunity right there. But did I really necessarily think that that mastermind was for me? Probably not.
I mean, name of the game is relationships.
Absolutely.
You know, you can have all the smarts in the world. You can have all the, you know, resources or knowledge in the world. But if you can't get your message to an audience or to people to help you along the way, I mean, you can't, it's not a one game show. You can't do it by yourself.
Yeah.
You need a team around you to do it. And whether that's internally with your business or whether that's, you know, building a brand, you know, a personal brand like Aaron's doing, you know, that is a team sport. And people have their different aspects that they bring to the table to help push that out. But the value that, you know, can be shared through that and the opportunities that can come from that. I'm pretty excited for Aaron just in this new chapter.
Yeah.
I know he's pretty excited. Stressful, but you know,
diamonds are made under pressure.
Yeah. I like to say, what is it? The night is darkest just before the dawn.
Yes. You
know, I love that expression.
I completely agree. I mean, there's going to be so many opportunities for Aaron just in this warehouse alone. Not saying that it's just because of the warehouse that he's going to get all these opportunities. It's essentially who he is that brings the opportunities to him. But, you know, I know we've been withholding guests from coming on and all that until we have, like, the right, you know, warehouse, the right vibe, the right setting, and, like, even recording content that we really want him to record. We've been holding back until he has the right space. And also that way he comes off as professional as he is and as charismatic as he is. You know, it's just like we want to make sure that it's the right image for him. And granted, everything's going to be raw and real, too. It doesn't necessarily have to be completely curated, but it's going to be a new spot for him, a new segment, a new chapter, let's put it.
Well, he's at that place. He grew.
Correct.
And so he's not comfortable with the certain, you know, place that he's in now as far as his content and his studio, which is, it's great. It looks great. But he's mentally in that other space now.
Correct.
He's moved on to he's like, okay, this is how big I'm thinking. This is where I started, which was great. But this is where I'm at now. And so his level of thinking has changed, which he's growing in that sense, which is awesome to see. And, you know, the beautiful thing, at least with us, you know, being a part of his, you know, production and content team, is that the ability where he's in that space and he's fully comfortable when he gets there to be able to bring in our network of people to come in, and he can feel confident and he can feel invigorated and he can feel like there's a fresh new start on a lot of things, and it's exciting, and he's growing, and it's uncertain, and it's new, and it's fresh. Obviously, he's up for the challenge. It's not like he's not a guy that won't, you know, if there's a wall, he'll put his head right through it until it breaks. And, or he'll just walk around and just make it easy, you know, but it's definitely going to be pretty exciting, this new chapter, and just the ability to be able to be in that space and be in a new environment and to what's going to come and attract from that, from a networking standpoint.
So I do want to deep dive a little bit more so the audience can understand the whole concept of your network is your net worth.
Yeah.
So I want to hear from you, like, what does that mean from you? And if you can put Aaron in that perspective, that'd be great too. So the audience can get a little bit, you know, more understanding on that.
Man, I mean, network is your net worth. I mean, and net worth doesn't need to be monetarily. It could mean, you know, emotionally, it could be spiritually, it could be, you know, relationship, it could be just knowledge, or it can be monetarily, but it really is about just growing yourself through the efforts and collaboration with other people, whatever angle that is, right? There's a flavor out, there's how many different, you know, flavors of ice cream out there?
Yeah.
You know, pick your flavor. Which one are you looking
31,
for?
31, Baskin Robbins, baby.
I'm simple. I'm just vanilla or chocolate. So, no, in my experience, I mean, if you, you know, if you don't have the right team around you, mentorship or the right network of people, it's a grind to think you're going to do it on your own. And that's just not how life works, you know, and you know that firsthand. Like, you wouldn't have been to where, you know, the company that, you know, you had built. I mean, it all came through just networks and people that you knew. But
absolutely.
You put yourself in the right people.
Yeah, majority of my business is based off referrals.
Yeah.
You know, so it's absolutely, it's all about my network. I mean, and I hate to say it, but this is my most powerful tool. It's not my company. It's not my business. It's not that. It's my phone, because I have all the connections, all the people that I need on my phone. I can easily reach out to anyone in my network right now and have an answer to a solution right away, instantly. And a lot of people wish that they had the context that I have in mind. But that's because I built the relationships.
Exactly. And the amount of collaboration and value you received, and just the friendships too alone, just being around those kind of individuals who are on a different level, and they not only, you know, offer advice from a business standpoint, but also from a personal standpoint through their experiences that they've been through. That's that right there. And the show, the level of care and love that a lot of these people that we network with and that you've built relationships with, because of who you are, and obviously kind of coming back to just this power of the ability to grow your network and have that be your net worth, is that it provides so many different avenues of value for you and resources for you that might not come back to you immediately, but are going to come pay yourself in full, because the stuff we've learned through these people maybe is not going to pay off like right now, but it's going to pay off down the road, both if it's business, which obviously a majority of it was, but emotionally wise and relationship wise as well. I mean, so the power that, you know, with this new space, with what the AC method is becoming and where Aaron is taking his content and his personal brand, it's going to be pretty cool to see the transition. It's like, you know, a caterpillar going through its little cocoon stage, it's hibernating, and now it's like, okay, let's blossom, let's go fly.
Butterfly. Sorry, Aaron.
You're a beautiful butterfly, Aaron.
I know. I agree. Just having more and more people there in his space, and you know, the connections he's going to be building already. He does trade shows already. He's, you know, posting on social media, but having the people and that interaction, like face to face, it's going to be so valuable to him. I'm excited to see this year of growth for the AC method, for, you know, Square Coil, for any endeavor that he puts himself in, because we've seen behind the scenes of what he's doing that a lot of people don't know. And I'm just like, God, this guy does not stop. Like, it's one thing after the next. And I'm like, I fucking love it. Sorry.
Are you allowed to say cuss words on this podcast?
I think so.
Well, we can just cut that out. that's what we can do. I'm excited. I obviously Aaron is, and the team there, and you know, I feel as though there's a fresh new him that people are going to see and people are going to enjoy, and there's going to be different looks and different avenues that people can see from him, versus just the podcast strictly. Right.
Which is something I always wanted to do with him. I was just like, I don't want you to just be the podcast guy. Like, don't just be the podcast person. And the fact that he agreed to, like, okay, I'm going to let the personal brand show. I'm going to show a little bit more of myself. I'm like, yes.
Well, that comes with this new, I think that comes with this,
transition
in this phase, but also the fact that, you know, he's already seen the network that he's built just through doing his podcast and his content that he has. And so that alone shows, like, there is that potential there. And opportunities have shown themselves because of that.
Yeah.
But let's take it to the next level now.
Yeah.
And he's there already.
And honestly, the amount of support that he has, not just from us, you know, obviously we're here rooting him on and all that kind of stuff. Like, we're friends more so than anything. And we're also his production team. But at the same time, too, like, he has friends out there that we know, like, Andy Farmer is one of, like, his biggest cheerleaders and all that stuff. They talk every single day. And then
that guy's a stud. Love you, Andy.
Yeah. Also has been on the podcast. Dr. Aaron Werner, you know, biggest cheerleader there also. Like, everyone is here to support Aaron on this new chapter. And honestly, we can, you know, give him all the kudos and credit that he deserves and needs and all that. This became like a cheerleading episode at the end, but honestly, he deserves it.
Well, because we're excited for him, because we work with a bunch of different clients and from different spectrums, you know, whether they're small business and whether they're, you know, large corporations. And whether they have a big influence and following on social media platforms or they don't, or they're in the middle. Like, we see that broad spectrum. So when we see something where Aaron's taking his content game to further grow his network, yeah. right, at the end of the day, and opportunities with that, we get excited.
Yeah.
So we want to cheerlead it on because we're like, yes, because it's just what I was talking to you about yesterday. There's a, for a couple clients that we have, the amount of content these guys put out, or gals, but they just happen to be guys, the amount that they put out versus people who maybe aren't as consistent, the discrepancy as far as when, if you want to think monetarily wise, is freaking huge.
Oh, absolutely.
If you want to think brand wise, is freaking huge. Mm-hmm. If you want to think influence wise, is huge. There's no, it's a gap.
Yeah.
It's literally like a parting of the seas. And I talked to you about that yesterday. I'm like, these guys have so much freaking content. And that's why they're at where they're at versus yeah. others. They're not taking it as serious, or they're just not that they are not taking it as serious, but they're just not being as proactive
yeah.
on doing the content and actually devoting time yeah. to sit down, record, and get it out there. Mm-hmm. It was pretty interesting to just see that.
I mean, you're a data guy, you know, you look at the numbers yeah. and you saw the numbers yesterday looking at like our spreadsheets and stuff. And you're like, when you brought it up to me, I was just like, oh yeah, they're like constantly putting content.
But there's
out.
No question though. That's yes. what was, so when we see with Aaron and the whole cheerleading aspect, yeah. you know, just to make the point here is that we're excited for it because yeah. that we just see like, hey, there's a great opportunity here. Like where we can see this kind of go to this next level and really push in that direction and be supportive of Aaron for that, to get to that level in space where we see this gap, like he's in that unknown space. Let's go ahead and push. Here's the goal. We can get there. We're in this funky unknown space, but there is a big gap that we see from our clients and other people that we see. There is a huge gap. You can have an opportunity to fill that gap and be in this arena, which we're excited about.
So, I'm heavily excited about
which it. Comes down to the network is your network absolutely. At the end of the day.
Absolutely. You yes. know. It's, you know, it's a team effort. It really mm-hmm. is.
Yeah.
It's who you know at the end of the day also. That really does help as well.
But cool.
Super excited for it.
Well, I think this was a great podcast. Something probably a different look and refreshing probably for the audience to
yeah.
see. And they're, you know, at first they're just like, who's this beautiful woman right here? And who's this ugly bald guy right here?
Like, we're the production team, you guys. Aaron, don't worry. He'll be back next week. Don't worry about it, you guys. This was just a little time being.
We're helping with the transition
yes.
for this week. But yeah, great episode. A lot to take away. And a lot of exciting stuff that, you know, we're obviously cheerleading for.
Absolutely.
But stoked to see Aaron take the leap on. And, you know, it will be a great year of growth at the end of the day.
I agree. And you guys, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you have any comments regarding this, please do add so on the comments below. We will answer them. We always do. So if you have anything, let us know. And until next time, bye.
Bye, y'all.